Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, October 8th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the H is silent in Benghazi, but according to the House Select Committee, thousands of incriminating emails are about to be released. And this could be the end of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
What difference at this point does it make?
Then, attackers will be shot on sight. In the wake of the tragic shooting in Oregon, Rand Paul says schools should be armed and not left defenseless. Plus,
it was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Well, pancaking almost like a precision implosion.
The science of 9/11, evidence of controlled demolition. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, in studio with Leanne McAdoo. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the race to replace House Speaker John Boehner has been postponed. Dun, dun, dun. That's right. Kevin McCarthy has taken himself out of the race unexpectedly, saying that he's not the right guy for the job and that the Republicans need to find a new face. According to another GOP rep in the room at the time, McCarthy said that he reached a decision after he and his wife prayed on the matter. But a lot of people are thinking that this is a little bit of a curious timing, considering a letter that was sent out from North Carolina Rep. Walter Jones urging any Republicans running for leadership positions to drop out of the race if they have committed any misdeeds in Congress. So he's basically saying with all this voter distrust, I'm asking that any candidate for Speaker of the House, Majority Leader, and Majority Whip withdraw himself from the leadership election if there are any misdeeds that might embarrass himself or the party come to light. So I'm not saying who it is, but if any one of you, and then all of a sudden, McCarthy drops out, and lo and behold, the Daily Caller has a story now, story out that shortly after this announcement, an IP address from DHS edited McCarthy's Wikipedia page and referred to an alleged affair between North Carolina Rep. Renee Elmers and Kevin McCarthy. Scandal. Now, John Boehner has indicated that he is going to remain in the speaker position until his replacement is chosen. David Knight is saying that the race is now between the devil and Daniel Webster.
He's not only thoroughly in with the establishment agenda of both parties' leadership, but he is also willing to punish people just like Boehner was. And now he's thrown himself in as an alternative to Kevin McCarthy. So now it appears at this moment, unless somebody else comes into the running, that the race is between Daniel Webster and Jason Chaffetz. Now, Jason Chaffetz says that the fact that he threw Mark Meadows off of the committee because he opposed fast-track trade and then reinstated him, he says that shows that he's someone who's learned from his experiences. No, not really. Because the House rules say that if the majority of the committee wants to go against the leadership that threw him off the committee, they can reinstate the chair. And that was precisely what they were about to do with Mark Meadows. They were going to reinstate him. That would have been an embarrassment, a rebuke to Jason Chaffetz. So he did it himself so he wouldn't look bad. This guy now wants to be speaker. He is going to be a John Boehner. Different face, same person. So it looks like the person who we've got two choices at the moment, unless they come up with somebody else. So two choices right now are Daniel Webster, a man who voted against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, against fast-track trade. And we have Jason Chaffetz, who would throw people off of committees if they didn't toe the line on fast-track trade. That's the choice that you've got right now. I don't know much about Daniel Webster, but I do know that he stood up to John Boehner when nobody would stand with him. That's called leadership. That's called backbone. That's called character. We need to support people like that.
Well, the Benghazi committee is saying that they are about to release a trove of damning Hillary emails. Now, they say that these are going to show that longtime Hillary Clinton friend Sidney Blumenthal pushed his business interests in Libya on the then Secretary of State, and that she forwarded an email discussing a CIA source which was classified at the time it was sent. Benghazi chairman Trey Gowdy says that he plans to release 1,500 emails within the next 5 days. Now, coming up later in the show, I'm going to be speaking with our InfoWars DC correspondent Wade Madsen. He's got a damning report of his own where he is actually saying that the evidence shows, I mean, it's bigger than just this email scandal. He's saying the evidence shows Clinton was running a parallel outsourced State Department that was answerable only to her. So that's bombshell. But let's look at the latest Clinton flip-flop. Now, this one's a doozy because it deals with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, something very important. Hillary is now breaking with the president on yet another move to the left, announcing her opposition to the TPP. In an interview with PBS NewsHour, she said, "What I know about it as of today, I'm not in favor of what I've learned about it." She said it failed to meet the high bar of creating good jobs, raising wages, and advancing national security, which is exactly what we've been saying about it for about a year. So I don't know what she's just now learned about it, that all of a sudden she's opposed. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley said in a statement, "Wow, that's a reversal. I was against the TPP months and months ago. I didn't, Clinton can try and justify her own reversal of opinion on this, but I didn't have one opinion 8 months ago and switch that opinion on the eve of the debates." Bingo. So what changed? So Clinton knows that the voters are going to be completely against this. It's gotten a really bad rap. Clinton was in favor of this during her time as Secretary of the State. She actually supported the measure 45 times. And now she's, of course, voicing her opposition of this only after negotiations on the TPP have ended. You'll recall she kept saying, "No comment, no comment." She's a total fraud, and she seems to forget that the internet is forever.
We are very committed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We should aim for true regional integration. And that is the spirit behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership.
High-quality Trans-Pacific Partnership.
So just as Hillary is changing her story on the TPP, the Obama administration has been continuously changing its story on the bombing of a hospital in Afghanistan last weekend. Now, first they said they had no idea if they'd hit the hospital or not. Then a military brief said that the strike occurred in the vicinity of the hospital, so maybe it was hit by accident. Then they said that they were called in to assist Afghan troops in the area. And then Tuesday, they added that the U.S. forces had both called in and carried out the airstrike at the behest of Afghan forces, which from the very beginning, Doctors Without Borders has been saying, "You knew, we told you, and for 30 minutes, you continued to bomb the hospital." So finally, the president made a rare move and issued an apology, calling directly to Doctors Without Borders to say, "Sorry for bombing your hospital."
This morning from the Oval Office, President Obama spoke by telephone with Doctors Without Borders International President Dr. Joanne Liu to apologize and express his condolences for the MSF staff and patients who were killed and injured when a U.S. military airstrike mistakenly struck an MSF field hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan over the weekend.
Journalist Glenn Greenwald has slammed the president, saying, "You can't just apologize for war crimes." Now, in an interview, he said Doctors Without Borders has run this hospital for 5 years. They've made it very clear that they're not interested in hearing apologies or claims of mistake or collateral damage. They want only one thing, and that is an independent, impartial investigation to find out what really happened here, who made the decision to bomb this hospital, and what it is that they knew. Now, unfortunately, the U.S. government has made it clear that they're going to be refused to cooperate with that kind of investigation because they say they're investigating themselves. And we have heard that again and again with the Obama administration. They're going to look into it. We'll investigate ourselves. We've got our people looking into our own people. Now, Greenwald also went on to slam the mainstream media, particularly CNN and the New York Times, for their shameful reporting on this airstrike, and that they have gone out of their way over and over in every article to hide the fact that it's the U.S. that has done this. So I'm sure that those establishment outlets are going to be holding this administration accountable to get to the bottom of that self-investigation. Now, it's interesting because Obama is set to appear in Roseburg, Oregon this week. We're going to have our reporters on the ground as well. We've already told you that they have rolled out the not welcome mat for him. So it seems he's kind of in the whirlwind of a PR nightmare there with everything that's going on. But now Rand Paul has actually spoken out against this shooting, saying that schools should be armed and they should place signs warning potential attackers that they will be shot on site. So this is the same principle as fitting your home with a sticker saying that you have a burglar alarm, or even if burglars, would-be burglars, see that you have an alarm system installed, they're going to avoid your home altogether, as well as homes in the vicinity if they even so much as see a sticker on the window. Research out of Rutgers University shows that doing things like this reduces crime in entire neighborhoods. So this is exactly what Rand Paul is saying. Put these stickers on. Let people know that they will be shot. But no, we can't have signs. We can't do that. We can't protect our most precious commodities here in our life, our children. No, it's the liberal thing to do to just go ahead and be terrorized, kind of like this elementary school California. They're saying that they're being terrorized by a third grader, in so much the school has had to go on lockdown three times. This kid, he's acting unruly. They say he punched someone in the stomach, then he ran into the bathroom and locked the door, and then he threw the trash can at the bathroom door, and then he yells. If you make eye contact with him, he comes up and he yells at you and throws rocks at students and the teachers. And so what do? They just lock down the school and let him rage in the hallways. This is the liberal thing to do. Allow yourself to be terrorized. Allow your students to be terrorized. Don't fit the school with the stickers. Don't arm the teachers. That doesn't even make sense, does it, in this day and age? Well, let's go ahead and see what kind of a welcome mat's going to be rolled out for Obama when he hits Oregon.
President Obama is not welcome in Roseburg, Oregon. The folks in Roseburg know what a true responsible gun owner legitimately endures and are well aware of the fact that almost 319 million red-blooded Americans born to the great constitutional catechism have been bound and gagged due to the gun-free killing zones proliferating across these United States of America. The LA Times reported an ex-girlfriend of a surviving victim scoffed at the idea of tightening gun laws, and Kendra Godin, an elementary education student who hid from the shooting in a nearby classroom, said she hoped her community's tragedy wouldn't get spun into the national debate about firearms. "That's not the issue," she said. Cheyenne Fitzgerald had to undergo surgery to remove one of her kidneys after being lucky to escape the massacre alive. Speaking with the Daily Mail, her brother said that Cheyenne and her entire family are supporters of the Second Amendment and remain steadfast in opposition to gun control. "We're pro-Second Amendment, pro-guns," said Jesse Fitzgerald, sporting a pro-Second Amendment shirt. "We should have teachers trained in non-lethal ways to take people down," he noted when asked about solutions to schools being targeted by mentally troubled individuals. Pro-gun rights Sheriff John Hanlon is catching heavy fire from desperate Brady campaign president Dan Gross. Gross is calling for Hanlon's dismissal after revelations surfaced that Hanlon posted 9/11 and Sandy Hook conspiracy videos. Hot Air reported, Dan Gross, president of the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence, said the overwhelming majority of Americans don't want a 9/11 and Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist leading the investigation. "We are calling on John Hanlon not only to be replaced as the lead investigator, but also to be immediately removed as sheriff." Gross told reporters. As sheriff, he has shown he has no qualms about putting his ideology over his responsibility to protect his citizens, Gross added. For all intents and purposes, Gross has revealed the true scope of the smoldering liberal arrogance boiling over into ill-fated yet interesting times.
Make no mistake, Trayvon Martin is no longer with us because George Zimmerman had a gun.
88.8% of Americans own guns. These law-abiding citizens need only review the recent gun-grabbing policies of Australia and Canada to grasp the giant con President Obama is quarterbacking.
The Crown seemed to have an agenda to make an example of me that would put the fear into every firearms owner in Canada that you are not allowed to defend your life.
As the United Nations poises to bypass our sovereignty and constitution with its arms trade treaty that entered into force on December 24th, 2014, a common date legislators and backstabbing presidents utilize to attack the rights of the free people of the United States. The result? A globalist puppet president that pushes gun control before mass shooting victims' bodies are even culled or identified. No, Obama, you can't have our guns. Americans are locked and loaded, as we should be, as a result of witnessing the daily violent erosion of communities like Chicago fall into total bedlam due to the current administration's policies. Americans are fully aware now of a real and constant threat to our rights as human beings to defend ourselves, if need be, and to not be duped in repeating recent history marred by gun-grabbing totalitarians. No. President Obama, you are not welcome in Roseburg, Oregon. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, in what might be a blow to the mandatory vaccines that seem to be heading our way nationwide, the Supreme Court has refused to hear a case challenging the state of New York's public school vaccination requirement, which also requires all children to be vaccinated prior to attendance at public school. This effectively is stating that mandatory vaccination of public school children doesn't violate their constitutional rights. So there you go. Now I'm going to be speaking with Jeffrey Jackson after the break, and we're going to break down how it's about time for parents to engage in a little civil disobedience.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Joining me now is InfoWars DC correspondent Wayne Madsen of the WayneMadsenReport.com. Now, Wayne, welcome to the show. I wanted to get you on to talk about this bombshell article that you've got involving the real scandal with Hillary Clinton. It's not just her private email server, but what was actually going on around that email server. You're saying that evidence shows Clinton was running a parallel outsourced State Department answerable only to her. Talk to me about this.
Well, yes. When you know, when this story first broke, I was wondering why in the world did Mrs. Clinton not just say, look, as the original classification authority for email, I determined this stuff was unclassified. As Secretary of State, she certainly had the authority to declassify these emails, you know, before the fact. So anything I use on my own private server is automatically declassified. I worked in the State Department Information System Security Branch and the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and that would make sense. However, it dawned on me when I'm reading about what she was using this system for and who she was communicating with, officials of the Clinton Foundation, her husband and her daughter's private nonprofit foundation that's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and an outfit called Tenio, which is a private consulting firm and investment company based in New York, partly set up by a guy named Doug Band, who's the former close aide of Bill Clinton. And it's quite clear that what she was using this private email system for, and the server was located in Chappaqua, New York, not even in her own home in D.C., it was quite clear that this was being used for off-the-books operations involving her own use of the State Department to further her husband's personal gain.
That's the classic example of racketeering there, soliciting the donations from foreign sources there, utilizing her position there as the secretary. So talk to me a little bit about Tenio. Get into that. You're saying that Tenio is kind of a CIA-like group where they are actually planting some statements in the media, offering statements to the media designed to heighten tensions there between NATO and Turkey. Give us a little more information on Tenio.
Well, it's a very connected organization. They have, as a member of their board of advisors, Bill Clinton. Tony Blair. And you have officials of Tenio offering up all kinds of commentary on how bad Vladimir Putin is and how he's endangering the peace in the Middle East, as if there has been any peace in part of the world.
No, it's not the billions of dollars in arms that we're contracting with them.
So you've got an organization where you got a lot of people involved. They've got offices in London. Then you got the Clinton Foundation. You know, you look at insider deals, and you use the word racketeering. Obviously, when you got Bill Clinton, who's the head of the Clinton Foundation, hiring Tenio as one of their clients. And he, at the same time, he's serving as a member of the advisory board of Tenio. I mean, that is classic insider racketeering. So he's giving contracts from his nonprofit Clinton Foundation to Tenio, which is for-profit, and he's serving as the head of the nonprofit, but he's a member of the board of advisors for the profit-making company. We know that Hillary was using her position as Secretary of State to basically shake down foreign governments and foreign business leaders for donations to the Clinton Foundation. And they've really done nothing when you look at, you know, what have they done for people? They were supposed to rebuild homes for the people in Haiti, that country that was devastated a few years ago by the earthquake. There's still people living in lean-tos and under plastic tarps in Port-au-Prince and outside of Port-au-Prince. So you got one guy alone, a Canadian mining magnate named Frank Giustra, who specializes in mining uranium. He gave the Clinton Foundation $31 million, and in return, Clinton goes over to Kazakhstan to lobby for this Canadian tycoon to get mining rights to mine uranium in Kazakhstan. It's clear what's going on here with the private server. It was basically setting up. Oh, that the other thing I should have mentioned is Huma Abedin,
right,
who was of course married to Anthony Weiner, the former New York congressman who basically distinguished himself as Carlos Danger online with his sexting messages to women he didn't even know in many cases. Huma Abedin was being paid as a government employee by Hillary Clinton as a member of her State Department staff. At the same time, she's being paid as a consultant by Tenio, this private company that features very prominently in many of the Hillary Clinton emails. So it's quite clear that Huma Abedin was the go-between between the official U.S. foreign policy apparatus, i.e. the State Department, and Tenio, which is the off-the-books, off-the-shelf private U.S. foreign policy apparatus involving Hillary, Bill, Chelsea Clinton Mezvinsky, who's also a member of the board of directors of the Clinton Foundation, Huma Abedin, and then you get George Soros involved with he gives money to the Clinton Foundation. He's tied in closely with some of the people involved with Tenio. It's a nice little racket, and used to be in this country when the Justice Department would actually at least investigate racketeering. And here we have a pretty clear-cut example of it.
So do you think that the wiping of Mrs. Clinton's emails was just innocent? Or do you think this is the classic case of an intelligence operation, the destruction of evidence?
Well, like I said, if Hillary Clinton had just come out and said, yeah, okay, I did have this for my convenience, but I had used my authority to declassify it, it probably would have been over. But like as with Watergate and all these other scandals, the cover-up is worse than the original infraction or misdemeanor or crime, if you will. So yeah, she wipes the hard disk clean or orders it done. She doesn't obviously know much about computers, and she's pretty much said that. And now we find out that the backup company called Datto stored the backups in the cloud, so they're all retrievable from the cloud. And so this one is clearly not over, this scandal. And you know, it's like Oliver North thought he was deleting some of the emails involving Iran-Contra by just hitting the delete button on this IBM prop system they had at the White House. Yet it was all still retrievable from the magnetic media. And that's exactly how the investigators got this information and used it to indict Oliver North and John Poindexter. And so this is almost a carbon copy of that, except Hillary, you know, thinks that she's going to be elected president as a result of this scandal, where most people with any sense would drop out of the race, not make it even worse, because she's got a lot of attention on her now.
Right. She's got so many skeletons in her closet, and yet people continually make excuses for all the bones that keep falling out. Now, just, I guess, briefly in the last couple of minutes, we've heard stories of about $6 billion being misplaced from Clinton's State Department. And we've heard that before, $2.3 trillion missing. Donald Rumsfeld came out and announced that the day before 9/11. Are these shadow governments operating right before our eyes?
Well, we've seen slush funds over many, many decades in this country. You go back to Ulysses S. Grant's administration and the whole credit mobilier scandal and slush funds for railroad tycoons. Yeah, I mean, we have laws that are supposed to prevent this type of thing from happening. But when I was in the government, they used to call that creative accounting practices, you know, and you could make money, you could move money around very creatively, but you know, not all the time is that a legal mechanism that's used. And of course, we know there's been slush funds. There was slush funds during Watergate, right, during Iran-Contra, and again now with the Hillary scandal in the State Department, another slush fund.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Hillary for prison, 2016. We'll talk to you soon.
Hillary for prison, yes.
Yeah.
I might as well just...
Show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up, because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Joining me now in studio is Richard Gage, AIA. He is the founder and CEO of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. It's great to have you here. You are on an eight-city tour of the Great Southwest, screening your new film, Firefighters, Architects, Engineers Expose 9/11 Myths.
It's pretty exciting, yeah. Lan. This is an unbelievable piece of work that Eric Lawyer, the founder of Firefighters for 9/11 Truth, and I put together a few years ago, and we finally got this edited. This is new information. We expose 20 different myths that people are imagining in their minds about 9/11 and that the government has put out, and NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. They have completely missed the boat. They have produced a fraudulent report, and Eric Lawyer, former firefighter with Seattle Fire Department, he tears them apart one by one. And then I also provide the information that just pulls the rug out from underneath the official story, proves the evidence for explosive controlled demolition in all three of these high-rise that came down on 9/11, of course, including Building 7.
Right, which was excluded from the official 9/11 commission report there. Because, you know, it came down in the exact same way, but probably doesn't mean anything. So, exactly. I mean, I feel like that's exciting that there are now experts continuing to come out. A lot of groups, obviously I spoke with Rudy Dent, the 9/11 firefighter, last year, who said that he waited such a long time to speak out because, of course, a lot of them are afraid losing their pensions and things like that. I feel like that has sort of passed. Now people are ready for some truth in this, specifically with the science. Now, you've actually just released a new booklet. It's called Beyond Misinformation, What Science Says About the Destruction of the World Trade Center Buildings 1, 2, and 7. Tell me a little bit about what this new information, what can people find?
Yeah, this is a 50-page booklet where we've condensed all of our best evidence in 50 pages, and we've now distributed this to 40,000 people already in just a month. And it's going like hotcakes. We let it go almost at cost, a couple of bucks. It is amazing. What we've done is take on not just the myths, but the fraud of NIST. For instance, they try to say that Building 7 came down by normal office fires due to thermal expansion. Well, these office fires were out over an hour before this building came down. Office fires have never brought down a skyscraper ever in the history of much larger, longer lasting and hotter fires. So we take them on one by one in this booklet. And it's a quality booklet. Now, people should be getting a dozen of these and handing them out
really
to their architects and engineers.
High gloss and beautiful.
Yeah, it is. We're very proud of it. And it's effective. It'll stay on people's desks instead of like brochures where people might toss them. Mm-hmm. This is our best effort yet to reach academic professionals. We've sent 20,000 of them to architects and engineers. We expect it to go the distance, and It is full of the best information. For instance, the free fall of Building 7 into its own footprint on the afternoon of 9/11 in under 7 seconds. This can't be denied, and we're blown away by the number of structural engineers, for instance, that say that they didn't even know about this building.
Right.
The third worst structural failure in modern history.
Right, and you would think that they would want to know what happened there so they could avoid that mistake, or why hasn't anyone come after, you know, tried to sue any of the engineers there with the structural deficiencies there in the building. So there's obviously some issues there with that. Now, what I'm really interested in, before you started this 8-city tour, you were doing some educational outreach at the Structural Engineering Summit. There was like more than 1,000 structural engineers in attendance. You had a booth set up there for some education on this. What happened? Tell me about that.
It's pretty exciting because just like you see on the screen, we've got Building 7 going down at free fall acceleration, and we show the structural engineers. Did you know a third tower came down on 9/11 at our booth? And it stops them in their tracks. It's really exciting because they go, no, what are you talking about? They go, yeah, well, look at it. Tell me, is this building coming down by fire or controlled demolition? And they look at it and they think, well, that's obviously controlled demolition. 90% of them say this. And we go, then we have a conversation because we go, well, hey, this happened on 9/11. This was the third tower to come down. This is the third worst structural failure in modern history. And you and I didn't know about this. Why aren't we being told? Why haven't the structural engineering codes changed? And we ended up signing a quarter of the people we talked to. Excuse me. We've got 25 new structural engineers on the site signed up, calling for a new investigation, joining 2,350 structural engineers, architects, and many other technical building professionals.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So obviously, people are still learning, still waking up, still expanding their minds with this. This situation obviously is not going away, you know, regardless of how much they try to bury this. What do you think it is with the cognitive dissonance there? How can people just accept this? Oh, well, they said it's science. And you're thinking, well, no, thousands of professionals are saying that's never happened before or since. It'll never happen again.
Yeah. Well, we were put into a state of shock on 9/11. And this is true as much for structural engineers as others. We found out some of them will just say, oh, yeah, fire could bring down that building. Free fall, no problem. They'll actually bypass their neocortex because not one of those 82 columns gave any resistance, which means they could only have been removed, which can only be done explosively, for which there's forensic evidence found by officials for thermite cutter charges.
Mm-hmm.
It's all it can be. This molten iron produced by thermite, 2,800 degrees required to melt iron. Fires are only a quarter of that temperature in this building. So they go straight to their limbic system, the reptile brain, and to whatever they have to comes out of their mouth is reinforcing their worldview. And that's the way we work psychologically sometimes. And until we kind of something shakes us, like 9 years ago for me, my whole worldview just turned upside down hearing this information from David Ray Griffin. It's cognitive dissonance, and it takes years for some of us to get out of it.
Right. And Matt Drudge was here, and he talked about the sickness of the American people, and so sick to the point that they would elect Hillary's brain in a jar and set it on the Oval, there in the Oval Office, and let her run the country, just her brain in a jar. And that's how I feel sometimes thinking about this. People are just still being spoon-fed all of this BS with this story. And you can look at the old videos that are there and the old newscast that they only aired one time. And with the internet, it's not going to go away. All you've got to do is just do a simple internet search and say, Pentagon plane 9/11, and where's the plane? And so there's just this, you know, I don't know what it is with people. So I really am super appreciative of the fact that you have just taken this on as your mission to get this information out there. So this is Austin here. This is, I guess, what, your sixth day of the Southwest tour. Where else you're going? What else is next for you?
Pretty exciting. We're jumping straight into, after Austin, we go to Houston. And will be screening the film, Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Expose 9/11 Myths. And that, then we go to Denver. And, if we're fortunate, we're going to fly to Washington, D.C. and film, a public television talk show with a famous talk show host, there in D.C. on PBS. Very exciting opportunity for us. And then we start over in New England. Tony Zamboni, structural engineer, he's actually a mechanical engineer who does mostly structural work. He and I will be teaching a group of a couple of hundred civil engineers at the New Jersey Institute of Technology in Newark. This is the first time we've actually had civil engineers, many of which are structural, that we'll be showing Building 7-2. We'll be showing how it comes down as fast as a bowling ball, off the side of the tower with no resistance from those columns. We'll be asking them to think, can fire do this? Fire is an organic process, moves through the building every 20 minutes or so. And this building is fireproofed, fully fireproofed. It couldn't even get hot enough to sag or fail in any respect. Everybody knows once they start looking at the evidence, like these civil engineers are going to do in New Jersey, and hopefully we'll get most of them signed up onto our petition as well. But then we take this film to 10 cities in New England, Woodstock, New York, Southampton, Portsmouth, Maine, Hanover. We'll be at Dartmouth College.
That's going to be so exciting. You're actually having to teach a class to teach people how to think about this reality. Well, Richard Gage, thank you so much for being in studio. Exciting.
Thanks, Leanne.
Find out more, ae911truth.org and beyondmisinformation.org.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Despite strong opposition, the mandatory vaccine legislation SB 277 was signed into law earlier this year in California. This requires virtually all California school children to be vaccinated in order to attend school without exception. Now, recently, a massive referendum push to repeal this law fell short of the signatures needed to put this issue on the ballot. Now, parents there are facing court orders to get their children vaccinated, as well as visits from Child Protective Services. And many parents might not even be aware of the fact that their children have been entered into a vaccine tracking system. Joining me now is independent journalist, researcher, and writer Jeffrey Jackson of jeffreyjackson.com. Welcome back to the show. Now, talk to me. A lot of discouraged families out there, they feel like they have lost the opportunity to fight this removal of medical consent. And now a lot of families facing some difficult decisions.
Yeah, in California, the referendum, unfortunately, did not get enough signatures. So
the political process in California is not going to be the answer, nor was it maybe ever the answer. So, you know, I think it's time that parents perhaps look at Martin Luther King's Jr.'s example of civil disobedience. And we're looking at now vaccine tracking systems that are sending letters to children in Indiana and New York. And I've had reports as well of other parents getting these letters for their child to get vaccinated. And these parents weren't even aware that their children were in a tracking system. Looking at that tracking system, it's called the IIS, the Immunization Information System. And every state has one of these. And the parents have the choice to opt out of this, and according to its own website, the IIS's own website. And the parents also must be notified if their child is going to be put on this. So what we're having is we're having a referendum that failed, and now we're seeing another push in California to really hammer this down. And in addition to that, at the beginning of the 2015 school year in California, Latino mothers filed a complaint because their children were being pulled out of school and not on the first day in mass at the LA County school district and told they can't come to school unless they have their vaccines. Now, this is a violation because SB 277 does not start till July 2016.
Right, absolutely. And so you sort of point out how this is something that's going to be obviously starting in California, but this rhetoric there politically to sort of steamroll this use of medical consent nationwide is on its way. They've been putting this type of wording there, National Vaccine Advisory Committee and this immunization information system. This is 1997, you're going all the way back to. So now talk to me a little bit about what parents should be expecting with these vaccine notices. They're basically saying, hey, it's time you should be going and getting that vaccine. It's highly recommended. And I know that soon these recommendations could potentially turn into a CPS visit, something like as drastic as that. So talk to us a little bit about what parents should be expecting with these notifications and how to opt out.
Well, if you're a parent and you decided not to vaccinate your child, the question stands, why is your child at that point in a vaccine registry system for the state? To me, that seems like you're asking for trouble given the atmosphere of what's happening in California and the United States right now. So the first thing parents should look for is these letters will start coming, and these are strongly advising their children to get vaccinated. But moving forward, the Orange County Department of Education's legal division has interpreted the law, SB 277, has interpreted what to do with non-vaccine compliers. And the way SB 277 is written is it leaves up enforcement to the individual school district. So you have a lot of districts that are going to be working not centralized. They're going to kind of really be doing their own thing. And Orange County was the first to go on record to say, well, possibly we could ask for CPS visits or get court orders to vaccinate these children once this law goes into play. So you can kind of see that's a look behind the curtain, in my opinion. You can kind of see where they're going with this. So the time to start thinking about what to do is right now. There are two rallies, continuing to get support. We have 1 year, less than 1 year till SB 277 goes into play in California. So there's a rally on October 24th. At the CDC, and then also on 1010, the Million Man March, Justice Burrell's, they have claimed that they're going to march on the CDC as well on behalf of the black children that what Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, claimed that saw 300% increase in autism that were essentially thrown out of the study. So really, civil disobedience, in my opinion, is the answer. In 1912, you can go back and search the old newspaper clippings. In 1912, the smallpox outbreak forced schools to give mandatory vaccination laws to the children in New York and California, very similar to what's going on right now. And what happened on the first day of school, because there's a lot of backlash from parents even back then, what happened on the first day of school in Olean, O-L-E-A-N, New York, the entire school of 2,000 children, 1,800 kids walked out on the first day and didn't show up. So we have forms of civil disobedience when it comes to this already on the books and already in historical format. So that might be how it plays out is you have 300,000 to 400,000 parents just have their kids show up the first day and it becomes a national or international issue.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things that they're pushing all of these ID cards for kids and getting their biometric data to make sure they're getting on the school bus and things like that, because they're receiving money for each child that's there in the school. So they really don't want your child to be missing a day of school. So I think this is a way almost to scare parents to say, well, we're sorry, you're just going to have to homeschool your kids if you don't get them vaccinated. And you're right. What happens if hundreds of thousands of families decide, well, fine, we're not going to send our kids to your school, even though that might be a little bit difficult for a time. Sometimes you have to put yourself in that uncomfortable position in order to get results, especially with the way we see our government sort of slogging along. Now, briefly, just talk to me a little bit about this, the plans over the next 5 years with the Healthy People 2020 initiative.
Yes, that's by the federal government. It's an initiative to increase immunizations. They're looking at a minimum of 80% and in some categories 90% across the entire vaccine schedule, which is growing every year, to immunize the entire United States with an 80 to 90% rate. So again, we have this herd mentality, this herd immunity false notion that's being pushed across the board. The pharmaceutical companies, the drug houses stand to make untold billions of dollars off of this. And what's interesting is the Government Accountability Office did a study in 2014 on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which has paid out over almost $4 billion now in injuries to children. And they said, I'm going to pull it up on my site right here so I can read directly from it. They said that this is the government talking that's pushing these vaccines. A vaccine can have severe side effects, including death or injury requiring lifetime medical care. So you have the government out of one mouth saying this, and then at the other side, you have them saying we need 90% vaccine coverage rate for the flu or for HPV. And it's also for the compensation program. That's the only way you can have retribution if your child or you get injured. You have to go through this compensation program. And you can only get compensation if your issues, your ill health issues that came from the vaccine are on a list that they give. So what's important to know is some vaccines that they're pushing don't have a list, don't have options on there. So if you get the HPV vaccine or you get some new vaccines that come out that aren't compensatable, then you're kind of screwed.
Wow. I mean, that's just frightening because, yeah, we see it happening in California, and this is the laws are being written now on the books to push this nationwide. So it really is the time for us to stand up and fight this, like you say, if it's going to take a little bit of civil disobedience. Now, I know that you give parents some steps to take on your website, jeffreyjackson.com, under the article, Is Removing Your Child from a Vaccine Tracking System an Option? I suggest everyone go there and read that article, get more information on this as well. But thank you so much, Jeffrey, for all that you're continuing to do. And please follow up with us on this today's Supreme Court decision where they're making it tougher for parents to be able to challenge that California vaccine law, saying it doesn't violate your child's rights. So,
Yes, all right. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for watching the show tonight. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.